little bit. I'm sure there'll probably be a line. See what we got here. It's a turn corner. Oh, yeah. I got probably about five or six people in front of me, but not too bad.
She was that way at the DMV, let me tell you, Bo. I drove by the front of the Spartanburg DMV just there off of 585. They were inside the building, out the door, and lined all the way down the building and turned out towards the parking lot. And I was trying to get my handicap placard renewed. No, not today.
DMV. I hate going there. Oh, I tell you. I was trying to think. Well, what was the last fiasco? But thankfully, they mailed my sticker for my tag. So as long as you pay your taxes on time, and so I don't even have to go for my tag, and my license is good until 25. So I got, four and a half years left on it.
It's good for
South Carolina, 10 years.
Okay, well then mine ought to be good until 2027.
5 years.
It is just 1 second there, Glenn.
I need to renew my South Carolina driver's license, which I got in 2001. In 2006, and also maybe in 2000. Well, no. Maybe it is good for 10 years. I don't know. Honestly, don't remember anymore. It's shorter than a ham radio license, I think.
Mine was issued in 2015, and it expires in 2025.
Mine was issued in 2013. It renews in 2023. You.
Man, put that in a letter to my wife, too, would you?
How do I sound? I just parked out here next to an MRI unit. I was wondering how well I was getting out next to it.
All the noise was, what all the hammering was about. No, I can't tell any difference.
Good. Because you're a little bit staticky coming back this way. All right, well, I'm going to take my lovely bride to lunch, and then I got to go on over to Lowe's since I can't get into the highway department, and I'm going to go do my stuff and then go home and put a roof on my new swing.
Oh.
You had to avoid that four-letter word.
Love ya.
Roger.
I perceive four-letter words on amateur radio. So did you ever get, did you ever talk to that guy in Chile last night on 20?
Oh, yeah, I nailed his butt. I got him. Talked to him for about 2 or 3 minutes before I tried to tag you on it.
Right. Guy's coming by with a computer, punching everybody in so somebody can bring down the prescriptions.
Outside her office building next to their MRI unit, and I'm waiting on her to get herself out here so we can go eat.
So what time do you get up in the morning, usually?
I like to get up, or what time do I get up? Thanks to her getting out to work early, I'm usually up by about 7, 7:15.
I'm curious. I tell you, I used to get up about 6:15, and I was at work by 7:15. But those days are over, and I sleep a little later than you do. But I mean, it wouldn't bother me if I woke up earlier. But you know, heck, I'm gonna sleep until I wake up, unless I got something to do.
I hear you. Well, I like to, but naturally I gotta get up in the morning and see my baby off.
She passed me on the foot on the way out the door, bedroom door, and sometimes it wakes me up, sometimes it doesn't.
Happens if I'm lucky. Oh well, I'm not lucky that way much. Well, so what are you doing? Hey, next week we need to go for another run.
Where you want to go?
Let's see. Let's go that away. I don't care.
We can always ride south on Highway 11.
Like a winner to me. Just let me know what day next week is gonna. My signal ought to get a little better here. I'm pulling away from that thing. Yeah, just let me know what day next week's good for you. I'm generally busy on Tuesday mornings, but other than that, I'm pretty much clear, I think.
The sports club's opening back up Monday, but let's see, I think the clinic's on, I can't remember, Monday and Thursday, the ones I go to.
Monday or Tuesday afternoon, we'll set up a time when we can go make a run, okay?
Well, I'm glad you got that guy last night. I could hear him, but, you know, my antenna's running north and south, so it just doesn't do very well in those directions. It's better, you know, east and west. So I'm not surprised that he couldn't hear me.
I talked to a guy out in Oregon yesterday evening, too. That was yesterday afternoon. So, anyhow, all right. Listen, I got my sweetheart, and I'm going to go in here and grab me some lunch with her. And you try to behave yourself. I'll talk to you soon. 73s, bud. 10-4 VDBA, clear.
Tell her hello, and we'll talk to you later. Enjoy your lunch. KB4CBA.
Earl TR.
So, Tom, how are you doing, KB4CBA?
We're just going down to the post office and out for a ride here and give us something to do this morning. How's your day?
Good. I had to run by the hospital and get some drugs, a prescription, and refill, and they have a nice drive-through thing set up, so, because they don't want you going inside. And so anyway, I just picked that up, and I'm headed back to the house.
Well, the kids picked our groceries up for us yesterday. And, of course, we forgot a couple of things. I wanted some bananas, and I forgot all about that. I don't know, did you forget anything, Bernice? So, So we're going to stop by the fruit market anyways and maybe get some strawberries or whatever they happen to have up here on 101 at Fisher's or Taylor's, whatever they call this fruit market.
She doesn't want me to go anywhere. I mean, you know, where I have to get out of the car, so... Oh, I tell you, it's getting old, but a few projects around the house I'd like to do, but I need to, you know, buy a few things to, to do them with, you know how that goes, and, you know, I need to look at it and physically hold it in my hand so I can order it online, so... Anyway, I just find other things to do. Pick up one of my instruments and play it.
Yeah, it's a good time to practice, that's for sure. Well, I'm the same way. I had to get some junction boxes and that for the son-in-law. And a couple of electrical things for myself. And I'm very certain they wouldn't get it right, and he wouldn't get it right, either one. And Lowell's, there's just no way to get away from it being crowded, and Home Depot the same way. It's just saturated lately. Maybe it'll start to curtail some as the... As the wind or the COVID virus dies down, and I'm expecting a peak, and I think it's starting to already look like that. So, God help us, Dave. We don't need that, that's for sure. Well, Dave, I'm just a few blocks from pulling in here at the fruit market, and good to hear you this morning. Appreciate you coming back in there, and you have a really good day and a safe day, and I think your wife's probably right. Bernice made us some masks, and they have a 2,200 particle filter in there that's supposed to block viruses and that, and actually my doctor said they were better than what they had on down there. Anyways, take care, Dave. This is N0TR.
Yeah, man, my wife's got one of these, I don't know what they're called. It's like the best mask that's made, but it's got all kinds of filters, and I forget who has to wear them, but anyway, they're expensive, but I don't know how she wound up with it, but anyway. And Bernice, just don't let them keep him at the fruit stand, because, you know, he's nutty as a fruitcake. So we'll talk to you later. N0TR, KB4CBA.
That's one, Dave. I resemble that. But at any rate, they're in November 95, N95 mask. And I'm not all impressed by them, but that's what they say. 73. And you know they is always correct. N0TR is clear now. Look out.